You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Bronk, the presenter of the Bronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Today will probably be the shortest show of the Bronk Pops ever. And the reason why is I really have been under the weather and didn't really have much time to prepare. But I wanted to set up tomorrow's show, which will be on the Fair Tax Less program, which is my slight modification of the fairtax.org proposal for a broad-based consumption tax to replace nearly all federal taxes. And what I mean by replace is do away with personal income taxes, payroll taxes for Social Security, Medicare, disability, for example, as well as corporate income taxes, all capital gains taxes, alternate minimum taxes, as well as the estate taxes and the gift taxes. Now, that's not all of federal taxes, but that's probably, you're hitting around 98 to 99%. You know, there are fees, you know, where every time you buy something, there tends to be a fee, especially if it's telecommunications. There's some fee taxed on. I would replace the entire all taxes, all federal taxes, including the income tax, and replace it with, in other words, do away with completely your filling out of tax returns. In other words, April 15th would be just like any other day. Now, what am I leading up to? And that's what's going to be the next show. I'll cover the fair tax, and that's what's called a broad-based consumption tax. And it's a tax on when you buy, when you purchase any new, and I need to underline that, new good or service. If you sell, for example, your house and it's not a new house, there wouldn't be a tax on it. Similarly, if you invest your money, today what happens? There's Uncle Sugar, there's the federal government with this handout saying, well, you made some money off of that. We're entitled to our cut. Well, with the Fair Tax Less program, there's no capital gains taxes. Now, I'm for, if you've listened to the show, limited government. In other words, the federal government needs to be cut down to size, and I think it could easily shrink by 50%, but that means we would have to cut government spending. And the reason I emphasize that, the core number one problem today in the United States is out-of-control government spending. And that's across the board for all departments. If we go to a Fair Tax Less program, many of the federal departments would be closed down permanently, not locked out in this so-called, you know, locking out or closing down the government. Well, we're going to close down departments, and they will never come back. In other words, they'll either retire or going to have to find a paying job, a productive job in the private sector. And that's what needs to be done, because government spending cannot continue on this path way to ruin, because the national debt keeps getting higher and unfunded liabilities keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. They're over $100 trillion. That's $100 trillion today, when the gross domestic product is somewhere between $16 trillion and $17 trillion. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the sad story is government spending is not only out of control, the United States government is broke. It is running up debts after debts, year after year after year, over $1 trillion the first 4 years of Obama. And now he's proposed a budget between $500 and $600 billion. And that, prior to George Bush's very last term, would have been a record in and of itself. But I emphasize spending because that is the problem. Now, what we need is people to provide pressure on the federal government to cut spending and get it under control, and that's why I'm for a fair tax that initially would start out at 20%. And let me give you the example that I've repeat over and over again. You can go in a grocery store today. I go to Kroger, but you can go to any grocery store today. I buy some of my bread at Kroger, another I go to Aldi's. And actually, for just normal bread, either white or wheat, I go to Aldi's because I can get it for 99 cents. But you can, believe it or not, today get a loaf of bread for approximately a dollar. In that dollar price, in the price of a loaf of bread, about approximately 23% consists of taxes. And that's income taxes as well as payroll taxes, which are deducted from your paycheck for Social Security, Medicare, and disability. It's in there already. You're paying it because the business owners that sell their goods and service have to pay their taxes. It's a cost of doing business, so they pass the cost to you. Most taxes are passed along to the consumer, and the way they do it is increase prices. So the price that you currently pay for any good and service includes the taxes. Now, the way the government collects it today is we today are spending probably hours, and some people pay their taxes early, but typically you'll spend several hours, and if you're a small business owner, probably several days just preparing your taxes or gathering the information so your CPA or whoever is preparing it can put it on the form. That adds up. The income tax is a very inefficient tax to collect. There are a range of estimates, but somewhere between $300 and $500 billion every year goes to pay for compliance costs, and that's a fancy way to say to prepare your taxes as well as engage in tax planning and research to avoid taxes. That's just one reason, one big reason, because that's a waste of money. Instead of working or having leisure time, what are you doing? The government is not only collecting taxes from you, it places a burden on you just to calculate how much you owe. And again, the more successful you are, the more business you do, invariably your tax situation gets more and more complicated. So you're spending more and more money and more time just preparing the taxes. So one of the key advantages, and I'll be getting in this tomorrow, of the fair tax or the fair tax less, which I favor, which is a slight modification of the fair tax, is to do away with that. And how does it work? When you go into a grocery store to buy anything, either a loaf of bread, meat, booze, cigarettes, ice cream, whatever your poison is, pudding, chicken, steaks, potatoes, you name it, and it's not just food, any good, new good or service, when you go to the cash register, you're going to pay the same price. If the bread was a dollar, you're still going to be paying a dollar. But what's different? Because no one, including businesses and you, are paying income taxes, the income tax system would be done away with completely. 20%, not 23, but 20 cents of a dollar that you pay for that bread will go to the federal government. That's how it works. The key concept here is the fair tax or the fair tax less is a broad-based consumption tax that replaces, and I need to underline that, replaces virtually all federal taxes. It replaces all income taxes. As a result, you're not wasting time, businesses are not wasting time, and we need a much smaller number of people actually engaged in collecting the taxes. We would do away with the IRS, we would do away with complicated tax codes and regulations, and we would pay it at the cash register when you buy a new good and service. And the rate is 20%. In other words, the current price of whatever you're paying, 20% would go to the federal government. So every day, revenue would be going to the federal government. Now, you might say 20% is not enough. But you need to understand that half the population, actually a little more than half the population, pays less than 3% of the personal income taxes. Most taxes are paid today by the top 50%, and it's really the top 10% that pay the bulk of it. Now, these people obviously are making money and are successful, but they have a decision to make. If they spend their money, and most people will continue to spend their money, they're going to be taxed at a fair tax rate of 20%. That is my introduction to the fair tax. And that's what we need to do. Now, what you need to understand, there's two other wrinkles to it. Your gross pay would equal your net pay. What do I mean? Well, today, with an income tax system, what happens? Every paycheck, what happens? I don't care if you're making a little money or a lot of money. The government takes right off the top your share of Social Security taxes. Your business, whoever, your employer, is paying equal share. Actually, it's taken out of... they would have paid you more money. Instead, they pay you less money because they know they have to pay payroll taxes, your Social Security, your Medicare, and your disability. Neither the business owner would be filling out tax returns because there's no corporate income tax. There's no income taxes. The point I'm trying to make is if you were making $1,000 a week, and let's say roughly a third were taken out for payroll taxes and personal income taxes, those are no longer taken out. So your gross pay, your $1,000 check would be the check you actually get. No more deductions. So how does the government run? You know, the government needs money to pay its friends. How would it run? When you buy the good and service. Now, what's the big advantage of a fair tax? A, it is simple. No more filling out tax returns. No more hiring CPAs or tax preparers. No more IRS. Because 20% of everything you buy that's a new good or service would be taxed. Now, you have the choice either to spend your money or save your money. Under the fair tax, it's a strong incentive to save your money, and we need a lot of savings. One of the problems that the United States has is population compared to other countries saves very little money. So this would be a strong incentive for individuals to save their money. Why is that important? You need savings to have investment, because when you have more investment, what happens? You have wealth creation, you have more jobs. So that's another very important reason to go to a fair tax. We need to replace this monstrosity that we've had for 100 years that really has not worked. It's getting more and more inefficient, more and more costly, and needs to be done away with. So tomorrow I will go into detail on the fair tax and really give you a complete picture of what it's all about. But I wanted to introduce it today, sort of a teaser, to encourage you to listen to our show come Wednesday and take notes. For those that would like to prepare, go to the fairtax.org site. They have a lot of information on it, but I'm going to tell you a couple of reasons tomorrow why I've changed it, because you need to have an incentive for the politicians to listen to you. They are fighting this tooth and nail. They do not want this because they're for the status quo. They are definitely for the status quo. They don't want the changes. But if you get the people behind this, and once it's in effect, we'll never go back to that income tax system. Why? People will be demanding, well, 20% is too much. Let's lower it to 19 or 18 or 15. And for the people that are worried about the poor people, I need to at least give you this much. Every individual, every man, woman, and child would get from the federal government every month a check for $500 as a prebate, or if you think about it, a rebate for the taxes on the necessities of life, such as food, clothing, and shelter. So it is progressive, and that's the point I need to emphasize, because that's one of the common criticisms against the fair tax. It's a regressive tax. No, it's not. Not when you have everybody getting a rebate. Doesn't depend how poor you are, how rich you are. You will get the taxes back for your necessities of life. With that, stay tuned tomorrow at 4 to 5, and I'll be going over the fair tax. You're listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Now back to the music.